The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
Now on Mitchell's Front Page, talking finance with station sponsor Geelong Bank. This segment contains general information only and does not take into account your personal objectives, financial situation or needs. Before acquiring any products, please consider whether they're appropriate for you by reviewing any terms and conditions, fees and charges, and the financial services guide.
Well, it means a lot to have the sponsor of our program, Geelong Bank, here in person, the CEO, Vivian Allen. Good morning. Thanks for coming down to the Shelter Shed.
Oh, it's such a pleasure, and it's great to see your face. I think
it's
it was
nice
probably, February was the last time we did a face-to-face.
Yeah, I was just thinking if we actually did face-to-face segments this year. I think we might have done one in February, but then for the rest of the year, every month, it's been over the phone.
Yes.
So good to see you, and we're so fortunate. We don't have to wear masks or anything like that.
Yeah.
And what a beautiful setting as well.
Oh, it's gorgeous, yes.
So the topic for today is 2020, a banker's perspective. What have we learned? And we've learned probably a lot about the economy, about how we work, about what the outlooks might be. So talk us through all of that.
Well, I thought it'd be nice to give some good news, first of all, because we've had so many months of bad news. And I'm going to give a few little statistics, but the Westpac Melbourne Institute Index of Consumer Sentiment actually rose by 4.1% in December, and that is a very, very good measure of how people are feeling. Also, ANZ Roy Morgan, their weekly consumer confidence index rose 1.8 points, and that was early in December. And business confidence, which is so important to everything we do, is that rose in the NAB monthly business survey by 9 points. And our labour, we actually had another 303,400 or 2.2% growth in jobs in the September quarter. So all of those are really good measures. I certainly wouldn't want to say we're out of the woods. There's certainly been parts of the economy that are really struggling and will continue to do so, but at least there's some positive news.
But we've talked a lot about recessions this year, and we've had the two consecutive quarters of negative growth. When is there likely to be positive growth again with some of those numbers that you're citing there? Does that indicate quite a strong and sharp and quick recovery?
Well, it seems to. I think, you know, going back a number of months ago, that there was, the economists were saying it's not going to be a V recovery, which was, you know, the sharp, it was going to be more gradual. And certainly that was what, Treasury and was predicting. But I think for some it will be V. For some, it will be that more gradual. There's also some good signs in the housing market. Now, if I go back to March and April, we were having to do stress testing of reductions of 30% in the value of property. And in actual fact, there has been a slight growth in properties. And certainly down here, the competition is really rife. I was just telling David, I'm moving to Torquay at the end of January, and our house that we bought was only on the market for 5 days.
Yeah.
And I know of another colleague at work whose parents bought a house and it didn't even hit the market. So there are some really good signs.
I think that goes to a bigger point, doesn't it, which is about what's happening with population trends. And I mentioned this on the program yesterday, that Melbourne was projected to overtake Sydney as the most populous city. But now with COVID, number one, people didn't like the lockdowns. So there's anecdotal evidence that perhaps people are moving interstate or to regional Victoria. But number two, people have realised that you can live in regional Victoria, you can live in Torquay, and if you work in Melbourne, you might only have to commute to the office maybe 1 or 2 days a week, as opposed to having to go there 5 days a week. So it's more conducive now to regional Victoria, this whole new paradigm.
Yes, and look, I know from the bigger companies, they're surveying their staff, they're asking them questions, you know, how would you like to work? Now, you know, there's been flexible working arrangements for many, many years, but it was, for many companies, it was lip service. But now we've proved you can be productive, you can work from home. I'm not saying it isn't a struggle. We were talking before, saying I didn't care for it myself, but other than, you know, every now and again. But particularly for people with families, that can be a real game changer. So that's one of the big lessons. We've actually had an experiment and found out it worked.
What does that mean for the economy, though? Because if people aren't coming into the city, people aren't frequenting the businesses around there, but also in terms of the property market, if businesses realise that they can now downsize, they don't need as many workstations, that's going to have some knock-on ramifications.
Well, it will. And, you know, there's certainly, for the CBD of Melbourne, they are very much trying to get people to come back into the city, and with, you know, they've got various campaigns and installations and so forth, because those little businesses do rely on office workers buying their coffees on the way to work, or buying lunch, etc., staying for drinks after work. And the property market, the commercial property market, there will be ramifications. So there's going to be a period of adjustment. There's no doubt about that.
But, yeah, as you were saying, with property prices, there hasn't really been much of a reduction at all. I know first home buyers have certainly noticed that there hasn't been this dramatic downturn like was expected, and people were expecting maybe there might be a few good bargains that would pop up. That doesn't seem to have happened so far.
No, but there are, with the government grants, particularly the home builder, and you know, there's stamp duty and first home buyer. We found certainly locally that the house and land packages, a lot of people who felt they couldn't get into a home have now been able to, and of course interest rates at record low levels. So they have, and you know, I guess some people who haven't had deposits, they'd sort of given up, but now they've got a bit of hope. Well, actually, if I do put some money aside, I may be able to fulfil that dream.
2021, what do you think that looks like as a year, or we just don't know?
Look, I think it is going to be patchy. I think there's been, you know, I've written in my notes that if one thing we learned is that you need a plan B, whether you're an individual person or whether you're a business, that something like this happily only comes along once every 100 years, but there are always going to be things that will disrupt your business or disrupt your lifestyle. And having been prepared, having money set aside, for example, you know, 3 months' income, as I've mentioned many, many times, but also from a business point of view, thinking, well, okay, if I can't do what I normally do, what is my alternative? And, of course, you know, a lot of hospitality businesses had to do that, switch to takeaway because they couldn't have people in their restaurants and so forth.
And some businesses have really thrived. I think, and I've said this a number of times as well, it's been the smart businesses that have been able to pivot, as we keep saying, and innovate, that have changed from having in-person dining to sort of heated home or whatever options.
Exactly.
I went to one in the city last week. It's a very small place, so with social distancing just wasn't possible to have lots of people in there, but they managed, I think, to survive by the takeaway market, and people still loved their cuisine.
Exactly. And, you know, there's many examples, and particularly in regional Victoria, of companies that were, you know, manufacturing. Well, gin is one that springs to mind, that went to hand sanitizer.
Yes.
And then there's other businesses that went to the personal protective equipment. You know, whether they'd actually foreseen that was something they could do, but certainly they were agile enough to be able to very quickly look at the options they had and take advantage. And I think the other thing that I'd say for 2021 is digital. You know, we certainly in our bank, we've got a number of people who are in that older age group, but and we, you know, the common thought is, well, they don't want to use computers, they don't want to use devices, but because they sometimes could not get into our office, even though we were open, they learnt how to use them, and guess what? They've actually found, well, it's not too bad. It's not too scary. So, you know, everybody has had to be adaptive, and I think, you know, we've done a great job, really. We should pat ourselves on the back.
But I think, yeah, what you were saying about savings is really important, because you just never know when there may be a situation where times change.
Correct.
And we've learnt that this year.
Yeah, definitely. And look, you know, we, you know, as all banks did, we had people who had lost their jobs or who had had their hours cut and needed some financial assistance. But we did find that those people who had perhaps been paying more off their mortgage, or they had that little nest egg for emergency money, they came through really well. So for people who, you know, live from week to week, sometimes it's very hard, but even if you can just put a little bit aside, it's always going to help if something untoward happens.
So what's on the agenda for Christmas? Hopefully a bit of time out and yes. A financially conservative Christmas.
yes. Actually, looking forward to a lovely family Christmas with people that we haven't seen for a very long time.
It means a lot when you can have up to 30 people, no masks, etc., sitting around the table like we are now. Mm. When you don't have it and you realise how quickly it can be taken away, it means a lot to be able to do that.
It certainly does. Yeah.
Look, thank you very much. And I also want to thank Geelong Bank for your sponsorship of our program throughout the year. We've been really fortunate that we haven't missed a show this year. Looking forward to a bit of downtime, but it's been really good for us, and I appreciate your support. And looking forward to catching up again in the new year and hopefully some good economic news.
Yes. Well, it's been a pleasure, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to yourselves and your listeners.
Thank you very much. Vivian Allen there, the CEO of Geelong Bank.
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.